appropriate music to end up a year on. That's U2 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Welcome, welcome. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas. And it's the beginning of our end of the year show. This is our third end of the year show, and I always look forward to these, a way to kiss the year goodbye.
And in our case, give it a little stranglehold, a little chokehold.
A little boot in the back end, maybe.
Not us, never. That would never happen with the two of us, right?
Depends on the year.
Did we play that U2 song last year?
No, never.
Okay.
And, of course, this time of year, you're going to hear that U2 song all over the place. It's uncommon for us to sound too much like FM radio, but that might be our nod that way this week. But it's appropriate, and it's an appropriate song to play. And not that we have a U2 quota, but given what we do compared to over-the-air radio, our U2 quota is much lower than over-the-air radio, and we still probably don't make it. But it's appropriate, and I like that song. So,
and it is appropriate, and I like it as well. Do we have some special tuneful treats this week?
Oh, lots of tuneful treats. For those of us who are often accused of not being up on new music, and strangely enough, even though we play lots of new music on the Underground Podcast, there are those who say that they think that we're not with it all the time. We got a lot of new music on this show, so a lot of music from both 2008 and 2007 that if you haven't heard before, this is a good way to dip your toe into it.
And then we have, but right now we have one of my favorite old songs.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders live in 1981 on Jeff's New Wave, Stop Your Sobbing. And Rick, that's a little slower, a little more, dare I say, erotic than the album version, which is a pretty good song in its own right.
Eroticism seems to be the theme already in this show. And when you mention Chrissy Hynde, our thoughts to that can't be too far behind.
No, she's always been one of our heartthrobs, and as well she should be. She's smart, she's talented, she dislikes Rush Limbaugh. What more can you ask for in a woman?
And she wears great boots.
That's right. I forgot about the boots. That's exactly right. Rick, I believe that's the Pretenders' original lineup live, including James Honeyman Scott, I think. And of course, I've made a horrible radio mistake here on our last show of the year. I said something without double-checking first.
No, you mentioned to me last week that was one of the reasons that you wanted to play that song was because it had the original Pretenders lineup in it. And so I'll back you up on that, but maybe you can answer another question for me. And
yes.
I don't know whether either of us has the answer to this, but is that a Chrissy Hynde composition or a number from one of her exes?
That's a Kinks song. Ray Davies wrote that, and there's actually a Kinks version, which is surprisingly ordinary. Chrissy really takes that song, and the Pretenders take it and make it all their own.
Indeed they do. Well, talking about music that's all their own, I think we've got some more coming up right now, don't we?
We do. New music as well.
Smoking's gone to heaven.
Everyone, thank you very much, Iggy Pop and the Stooges. My Idea of Fun from 2007 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That set, I believe we could safely say, was a wee bit post-punk. We started out with new music from the Booty Chesterfield Trio, a group from Northern California, and the song is called Kim Deal, named, of course, after the former Pixie and a breeder. And in the middle, the Mooney Suzuki, I Woke Up This Morning, and that's from 2002. And Rick, could we tell who was borrowing from whom in there?
Well, I do think there are a lot of folks borrowing there from the Stooges. But since we've been talking about eroticism in this show, that Booty Chesterfield Trio song, they do more than just ask for Kim Deal in that song.
Well, you know, we're allowed to, being the Underground Podcast, delve into these things. Just because I'm still embarrassed to talk about it doesn't mean we can't play the music.
Well, we were talking about our heart throbbing for Chrissy Hynde. That band certainly is interested in one member of the Pixies. Since we cannot let this go because for whatever reasons, there are women 20-somethings who think that Iggy Pop, despite his age, and he must be, I think, 60 now, and I don't know if he is the Dorian Gray of rock and roll or the Charles Atlas of rock and roll, but he still has 20-somethings who have a heartthrob for him.
Well, the Iggster, he had it back in the old days when they loved him because he threw peanut butter around, and I guess they still love him because he is Iggy Pop. I should mention also, because you wrote it down on the notes here, so that, I'm assuming that means you wanted to talk about it, but the Stooges have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They are nominated, and I sometimes put notes. We both put notes down for the show, and just interesting things. That I don't know if they will actually be inducted this year. I think they're among the group that we think are worthwhile bands that should go in the hall. But I don't know. After last year, when the Igster, as you call him, and I think there are other people who call him that too, was doing his covers of Madonna songs. And in the old days, I might have thought, well, that's a joke. But they were honest to God covers that were there to honor her during her induction. After that, I don't know. I think they've got to have a penalty for a year or two.
Well, as we've noted many times on the Underground Podcast, we have no idea what they're thinking, what they're smoking, what they're drinking when they vote on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we'll probably have something to say about that again this spring when they astound and surprise us with their selections. But, Rick, I have to add one more thing here before we get to my favorite part of the show. You told me before we started today we're out of requests.
We are. The last request for the year will be played later on this show.
Well, then, you need to send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, @att.net. And send us a request. Send us your thoughts. Send us your criticism. Tell us if we're doing a good job. Tell us if we need to shut up. But whatever you do, send us a request, because there's nothing we like more than playing requests.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
By request, that's Lenny Kilmister. Lemmy Kilmister. Got that name, Jeff? Lemmy. Lemmy Kilmister, who is the lead singer and bass player for that band called Motorhead, covering AC/DC's classic It's a Long Way to the Top on Rick's Metal Shop this week. That is a request, and I have to tell you, Jeff, we go all the way for our listeners, our special group of listeners. I've been waiting a long time to get this in the show, but part of the reason there was a delay in getting it in is this is tough to find, this particular cover. The request was not just for the AC/DC song, but for Lemmy's version. And most people just call him Lemmy. And so it is on an AC/DC tribute album that is, of course, out of print. And so we had to track it down, but we managed to find a copy. It's called Thunderbolt is the name of this AC/DC tribute, and we acquired it just so we could play this request. That tells you how far we go for our listeners.
And we should, because they have incredibly good taste, even when they request Motorhead covers of AC/DC songs. In fact, we'll probably be talking about this later in the show, but I do have to tell you that I'm sitting here listening to this song, and I'm going, you know, that really sounds pretty classic, so I'm glad that I was able to at least pick up that much on it.
Well, I think that version is almost as good as the original, and I don't think AC/DC fans would think that's blasphemy, but I will tell you, in the Church of Metal, as we have discussed many times, there may be some splitting of hairs here and debate about what is appropriate to play in the metal shop and what is not. And I think actually Motorhead qualifies as heavy metal, and I think Lemmy qualifies as heavy metal, and so that's why they're in the shop. But many people, including, I think the Grammy folks included, would actually qualify AC/DC as not heavy metal, and I guess I'm one of those people on the fence that says most of the time they're probably not heavy metal, although I think you would probably differ with me.
Well, that sounded, old Lemmy's version there sounded pretty metalicious. Actually, the discussion of whether AC/DC is a metal band or not is not just possible to take place here on the Underground Podcast, Rick, is it?
No, but you can find that type of discussion, and we've discussed the origins of heavy metal on the Ivory Towers blog. We have the ancillary Ivory Towers blog, and you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's plenty on the website besides rock and roll, but those of you who love rock and roll and love our show, there's lots of that too. This week, there's a whole number of posts on the Ivory Towers blog about the best albums, the best releases of 2008. And since we're just fresh out of the shop, I should mention that my top pick, of course, no surprise, was Metallica.
That could not be a surprise to anyone who spent 15 minutes listening to our show, could it?
No, not at all. But for those who think we're too one-dimensional, and actually I was looking at some mail from subscribers, and this was from a former subscriber to the blog today who said they did not find the content of the blog to be relevant any longer. I beg to differ. Not only do we have music, but we also have politics, sports, film reviews, all sorts of things. So if you're interested in our blog, you can find us at www.ivorytowers, and that's towers with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end, and all one word, www.ivorytowers.com. And you know, I guess I don't have that AC/DC out of my system yet, Jeff.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
What?
Certain Girl, the Yardbirds on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And that set, we took a musicology lesson, I guess, backwards, Rick, from better or worse. AC/DC, Grammy-nominated Best Rock Performance, Rock and Roll Train. Thank you so much for letting me play that. In the middle, Thin Lizzy, Bad Reputation from 1976. And then the Yardbirds, A Certain Girl, and that would be the Yardbirds with Eric Clapton, by the way. So we had a little guitar music there. We had a little guitar hero going backwards from AC/DC, huh?
Thanks for filling that in. I was going to ask you what version of the Yardbirds that featured, which lead guitarist it featured in. So I'm happy you filled that in. Is that a cover or is that an original? Do you know?
No, that's a cover of I want to say an Alan Toussaint song. Of course, having said that, it's probably one of the Neville. But you and I would remember it from Warren Zevon, who had a hit with it, an FM radio hit with it in the late 70s.
I do recall that. And it brings back memories of, not good memories, of school days when that was a popular game. I like somebody, but I can't tell you, because if I tell you, then you'll tell all my mates, and then it will be out before she knows. And the silly games that are played with young love lives. And since our unintentional, I think, erotic theme, if you've got a New Year's party going or a New Year's week party going, I hate to say what this show will inspire you to do, but anytime you have rock and roll and trains involved, I think we're in the land of euphemism and metaphor.
That's what I've seen ever since the election this year, huh? Euphemism and metaphor.
Well, then we've got Certain Girls and Bad Reputations. It all just goes together too well.
By the way, I do want to interject here, if I'm allowed to have an opinion on a subject that I know so little about, but listening to that AC/DC song, they do not strike me as heavy metal.
No, they don't. But I guess they define classic rock now, because I ran across this fact in warming up for the show this week, that since 1991, there's only one band that outsells AC/DC. Their catalog outsells AC/DC. And I don't know if we want to play contest time here or not, but
no, let's just go ahead and tell me, and then we can play some more tunes.
Well, the Beatles.
Wow.
And we would hope that, but not the Rolling Stones, not Led Zeppelin, not Metallica, not any of those bands, but AC/DC number two, only to the Beatles in the past, 15, 16 years of rock and roll sales. So interesting, when they came along in the 1970s, I remember there was a caller to a radio station that I worked at, WNUR, and callers in Skokie loved AC/DC, and I wasn't sure where they belonged. They weren't punk. They were ahead of their time for the 70s, but once they came along in the 80s, they seemed to have defined classic rock radio.
And, yes, okay. See, I'm just going to let that go right by.
Well, you can let it go, but we know, down in your heart, there's some appreciation for some of the rock and roll that AC/DC plays. At least the Grammy folks have some appreciation for them. And if you don't like AC/DC, well, that part of the show is done, but more great rock and roll coming up right after this. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Ice cap. Chevrolet Tailplane. Silhouettes
sun went into the sea. As we headed home, we drove into a movie. Love songs, pretty girls, didn't want it to end. Tried to slow down the motion so it could move us again.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
there's a signature sound for 2008, Jeff, I believe it must be the tremolo-drenched guitar. Examples of that and all of that music in that particular set, three songs, all new material from 2008. That last one, Todd Rundgren, from his new one, Arena, that's called Afraid. All of the titles of all the songs on Arena just have one word. I'm not sure if there's a statement there from Todd or not, but we love Todd and wanted to get him in. We started off with Beck Hansen with Gamma Ray. That's from his Grammy-nominated Modern Guilt album, nominated for two Grammys. And in the middle, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys with Southern California. Gosh, what an unusual title for him.
I couldn't decide, Rick, in that song whether Brian was being serious or not.
You think it was a joke?
Well, sarcasm, facetiousness. Here's a fella who's well-known emotional and psychological troubles had a lot to do with being the face of Southern California. So that's kind of why I had that thought.
Well, I think he also talks biographically about that in that song. So I didn't pick that up, but you're right. Now that I think of it, it could be a little bit of that edge to it, but you don't get that with those sunny C major chords that he drenches that particular song in. But you're right. I think there could be something else going on underneath there.
It's just anybody who sings about it's always a pleasure to get up in Southern California when, you know, he spent, 20 years hiding in his house so he didn't have to see anybody. Kind of makes me wonder.
Well, interesting. And for anyone who thinks that the Beach Boys live on, I think they live on through Brian Wilson, because that's new music from him. And he shows, unlike those later Beach Boy releases, that he really had the soul of the sound of the band.
No, he did, and I guess that would explain a lot of his problems. Hey, can I go ahead and do my second favorite part of the show?
Well, I think it flips back and forth week to week now. Is it the first favorite or the second favorite? But yes, I think it's time, and one of the reasons that I put that Todd Rundgren song there was because I'm always afraid when we get to this time in the show.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted and is used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
I'll just underline that one more time. We encourage listeners to buy the material from the artists featured in this podcast.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
only the lonely. No, I've cried and cried for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance. No more sorrow, but that's the chance you've gotta take if your lonely heart breaks.
Chris Isaak, Only the Lonely, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, from 1996, when Isaac was a huge, huge star, and this song is one of the reasons why. That's as good a cover of Roy Orbison as I've ever heard. And Rick, whatever happened to Chris Isaak?
He's still around, still touring. I was actually thinking about going to see him again maybe in the next year. He always tours in the summer. I saw him 2 years ago. With his band, same band he's had for a long, long time. I think he tends to stay close to home in San Francisco and gets out and tours in the summer. Still puts out a release here and there. He's not the huge hit he was in the 90s, but I think his fans still support him. He had a Showtime series, I think, that went off the air about 2 years ago or so. But since that time, he's always had this idea that he should be a film star, and he had minor film career. I think that kind of sidetracked his music.
Well, that's just interesting, and maybe that also speaks to how much the radio business and the music business has changed over the last 10, 15, 20 years, where you don't have to put out an album every year to be successful.
Well, as I have discovered, as we know, we learn things all the time, and just in the past few years, I understood the economics of how music works. And musicians, for the most part, unless you're a McCartney or someone like that, you don't make all that much money off of the music itself until it's accumulated over a long period of time. Musicians make their money from touring, and so that's why Chris goes out on the road every year.
Right, and I understand that, but the logic always used to be, the rationale always used to be, you have to have a new album to tour for. You have to have a new album to support. And what he's saying is, nuts to this. I'll go out and play the songs everybody likes, and they'll be happy, and I'll be happy.
And that's the summer vibe that he gets. He always sells out, at least in the D.C. area, and it's usually outdoor concert, and people bring their families and picnics and that sort of thing. It has a very nice summer vibe, and his music has that feel to it. It's good time music for the most part, even though we can sing songs about being lonely and minor key. He has enough of the major key stuff too.
More music?
Oh yes, and a left turn coming right after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared
simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering
to the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
1, 2, 3.
Roses are red, baby, that's what he said. Lily white lightning, it went straight to your head. And there's blood on your hand, blood on your shoes. Don't talk to me about issues, baby, that's just plain abuse. And it's just the way, don't you know? It's just the way, don't you know? Baby, away we go. It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Get back to Laredo.
Bartender of the week. Well, he's a total creep. Gets resurrected every time that I speak. Pours one for dollars. Pours one for free. Pour me anything I want if I sit on his knee.
It's just the way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Baby, away we go. It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Get back to the rail.
Get back.
To the opera, babe, just a getaway. English translations in a flask of Cabernet. Sing you one in Spanish, sing you one in French. Ain't got no vibrato, baby. What I got is some common sense, and it's just the way, don't you know? It's just the way, don't you know? Baby, away we go. It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Sit back to Laredo.
Go on, yeah.
It's just a way, don't you know? Baby, away we go. It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Let's get back to Laredo.
Here we go. It's just a way.
It's just a way, don't you know?
Just a way. Radio. It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? It's just a way, don't you know? Let's get back to Laredo.
The Texas sun is blazing, and I need a place to rest my weary bones. Whatever got me this far has long since left me out here all alone. And now it sure is a long walk back to San Antonio. I tried to take her out of Texas because I had to move along. She changed her mind somewhere near Dallas, left me on the highway all alone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to San Antonio. Texas, change her address and the number on her phone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to San Antonio. Backtrack and see if I can find a way back home. Well, I couldn't take her out of Texas, so she thinks I gotta make it on my own. And now it sure is a long walk back to San Antonio. And now it sure is a long walk back to San Antonio. Gone back to Greenville.
Linda Williams, Greenville on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That was, as Rick said, a bit of a left turn. I don't think quite so much. We started out with Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, Laredo from 2003, The Trouble with Humans. And in the middle, Junior Brown and his Get Steel, Long Walk Back to San Antone from 1998. And Rick, I just got about 12 things I need to say about these songs. So cut me off if I'm taking too long, okay?
Well, I will say this. We like a left turn on the Underground Podcast. But before you say your 12 things, I have a question, which might be 13.
Yes.
This seems to me like a geographic set, but when I think of Greenville, I think of the Carolinas. But knowing how big Texas is, I'm betting there's probably a Greenville, Texas, too.
Well, there is a Greenville, Texas, although I think the song is about Greenville, Mississippi. But that's worth. Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez. Kerry Rodriguez, of course, a huge favorite here on the Underground Podcast. Did you know Chip Taylor is John Voight's brother?
I did know that, but I'm glad you got it in.
Well, I was stunned to find that out. Then you also probably know that he wrote Wild Thing.
I did know that, too. But I'm glad you mentioned that, too.
I do also want to make a plug for the Lucinda Williams album and for Lucinda Williams in general. Doesn't get played a whole lot anywhere, even in Texas. An absolutely terrific singer-songwriter. This album, which is called Car Wheels on a Gravel Road from 98, fabulous, fabulous. Everybody who's anybody is playing on this thing. Roy Batan is playing the keyboards on this thing.
The late great.
Roy Batan. And you're not going to believe this, but a fellow named Rick Rubin did the mixing. Rick Rubin, of course, is now one of the hottest producers in the music business. Did a lot of Johnny Cash's last couple of records. Also on this album, Rick, Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle, Charlie Sexton playing some really nice lead guitar. Absolutely a terrific album. And
I better self-correct here. Ray Batan is still around. It's Danny Federici who I was
thinking. Danny Federici, the keyboard player, not the pianist.
Right. Well, two keyboard players in the E Street Band, and we lost one this year. Hopefully, we're not losing another.
But it's just so that would be my rant and my plug and my bit of a musicology lesson for this show.
Well, and we have actually been remiss in that there is a new Lucinda Williams out and it's making a lot of top lists for the end of the year, and we haven't played it yet. I haven't really delved into it enough to know where to put it yet. So that's a promise maybe for 2009. We'll put on some newer Lucinda Williams. For those of you who don't know her, check her out.
So many tunes to play for 2009.
Oh, well, we do our best, and I know the folks who come to us every week, the regulars, know that we do our bit for new music, so to the critics out there, here's a show filled with new and old and wonderful things, and that's how we want to end up the year. Any last thoughts for 2008, Jeff?
I'm glad it's over, and let's get to 2009, and we'll have better politics and better music.
There's a end of that Lucinda Williams songs where it's talking about not enough cash and getting by, and I thought, boy, that song is the perfect song for the end of this particular year for us. So thanks for joining us on the Ivory Towers Radio Podcast. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., the town of great change and hope. And that's how we're going to take it out this week, a song called Hope from Rush. And this is an all-instrumental version, the live version from an album called The Art of Peace. And that's a Amnesty International special project. And if you haven't bought a song from that, please do. That's my last pitch for 2008. So the word of 2008, and hopefully taking us into a better year in 2009, it's hope.